Hi, welcome to another inspirational message recorded live at Oceans Unite Christian Center.
Well, good evening, everybody. Wow, what a... Wait, where are we? Praise God. It's such a privilege and honor for Maria and myself and Jean-Jacques and Joshua for us to be with you and just to spend this time with you and to be in the presence of God with you. Nothing beats the presence. I mean, the presence of God is more precious than anything in the world. And so we, as a family, set aside this time to be with God's people, to be in the presence of God. And we've set aside this time to minister to God's people. And I want to thank my wife and my sons for coming on this assignment with me. We are a family. We're here on assignment. We just want to be a blessing to you. We've set aside every other distraction and just focused on this time of being with you. So, because we love you, we love God's people, and we pray for you, and we know that God has a great plan and destiny for this ministry and church. Thank you, Pastor Alex and Naomi, for having us, looking after us, being so hospitable, so generous. We love you, both of you. We honor you and value our relationship. And we are excited about what God's doing here in this house. And through this ministry, there is a powerful dimension, realm of the presence of God that you've opened up in this territory through your prayers and intercession and commitment and worship. And it will increase and expand. Can you say amen? It's just going to get stronger and stronger and greater and greater. And I want to ask you to open your Bible with me just for a few moments tonight in the Old Testament, the book of Ezekiel, the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 47 and verse 4. Ezekiel chapter 47 and verse 4. And the prophet of God says, again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The water came up to my knees. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through. The water came up to my waist. Again, he measured 1,000 and it was a river. Somebody say a river that I could not cross, for the water was too deep. Water in which one must swim. A river that cannot be crossed. I want to say to you that that river is the presence of the Holy Spirit that is going to manifest in your life, in your house, in your prayer time, in your worship. This is the moving of the Holy Spirit. What Ezekiel the prophet saw was the river of the Spirit of God. And the Holy Spirit flows like a river. The Holy Spirit is just like what Ezekiel saw. You can enter into the presence of God, into the realm of God's glory in different measures, depths, and levels. Not every church is at the same depth. Not every ministry is at the same depth. Not every believer is at the same depth. I want to encourage God's people tonight and say, let's go deeper. Let's go to the deepest parts of the river of God's glory, the river of God's presence. There's more. There's deeper depths. Some of us here in this place have been ankle deep or knee deep or waist deep. But I prophesy to you, like Ezekiel, you're about to get taken by the current of the river of God's Spirit. You're about to be lost in that river. Oh, hallelujah. It's one thing to stand in a river. It's another thing to be taken by the river. To swim in it. To be lost in it. To be totally controlled by the river. Shadabo. I prophesy to you, the day we are in now is where the church is going to come to a place where it cannot control the river of the presence of God. But the river is going to become so deep ship will have to swim in it. It will not be able to be crossed. God's Spirit will be in control. That's the river that is manifesting. And that is how our relationship with God is going to be. Totally submerged in Him. Totally lost in Him. Going to the deepest parts where we cannot go back anymore. Oh my God, I can't go back anymore. I've gone too deep. I'm too deep into this. Kadosha, the world has lost me. The bank I was on has lost me. Religion has lost me. My past has lost me. I'm in too deep in this river. I can never go back. I'm lost in the river of God. Hallelujah. Oh my God, we're gonna swim in the river of the presence of God, being totally submerged in Him. Merged, one with Him. Christ in us, we in Him. How many of you know when you die, Christ lives in you? There cannot be two people alive at the same time. It's either you or Christ. The old man died. The new person in you is the presence of the living Christ. Christ lives in you. Christ is merged with you. He's part of you. Come on. You can never get out of Him, and He can never get out of you. So when the enemy touches you, he touches Christ. Christ in you will deal with the enemy. Christ in you will deal with the impossibilities. You're merged. You're merged with Christ. You're in Him and He is in you, and you're inseparable. You're fused together, joined together. That's why Christ comes out of you. Some people want more of God in them. You need to get more of God out of you. He needs to come out of your speech, out of your personality, out of your touch, out of your walk. People will get a glimpse of somebody else in your eyes. They'll hear somebody else's voice in your voice. They'll feel somebody else's touch in your touch. When you're lost in the river of God's presence, you no longer just wait and have a few drops on you. You're lost in that river. You're lost. And when you're lost in that river, when you flow with God, move with the Spirit of God and walk with God, then you move. There's movement. A river that's not flowing is not a river. A river that's not moving is not a river. It's a lake or a swamp or something else. But a river has movement. A river has a flow to it. A river has a sound to it. A river has a force to it. And the river that's in you is moving. When you sleep, that river is still moving. Come on. When you go to the doctor's room, there's a river in you that's moving. When you go to face that court case, there's a river in you that's moving. When you face that issue in your house, there's a river in you that keeps you moving. There's movement. In the river, there's movement. It's not stagnant in the river. It's not boring in the river. There's a flow of the Spirit daily, every day. Every day is a brand new blank canvas. And every day He comes and He takes your hand to paint another picture of your life and of your future. You never know what to expect next. Your life is absolutely not boring, because there is an adventure every day as somebody comes across your path, a divine appointment, a setup from God, somebody that God wants you to touch. a divine appointment. Won't you raise your hand and say, there are divine appointments coming to my life. Philip had an angel say to him, go to a street. And when he got there, the Holy Spirit spoke to him and said, join yourself to that chariot. And when he ran up, you got to run with the Spirit. You got to move with the Spirit. You got to flow with the Spirit. Sometimes you got to run. Sometimes you got to catch up. You got to accelerate. And Philip ran up to the chariot, overheard he was reading the prophet Isaiah, got in there and preached Christ to him, and the Ethiopian got saved. That was not an accident. It was divine appointment. Divine appointment. And then the Ethiopian said, look, there's water. What hinders me to be baptized? I'm going to tell you, the water wasn't there by accident. The water was there by divine appointment for him to be baptized. And then Philip got in and baptized him in the river, and he was taken out. Oh, give God a praise offering. And the Bible says Philip never got back into the chariot. He was translated. He vanished. And he was found in Ashdod, miles away. When he found himself there, he started preaching there. Time and space did not matter anymore. Because in the realm of the Spirit, there is no limitation of time or space or restrictions. You're moving in another dimension of the supernatural power of God. Won't you wave your hand and say, the realm of the Spirit, the realm of the Spirit is the Holy Spirit. I want to say to you right now that we as the body of Christ, we are taking back the realm of the Spirit. We are taking back the supernatural realm. Our book is a supernatural book. Our God is a supernatural God. The Holy Ghost is a supernatural spirit. How many of you know Hollywood has taken the supernatural? And all we see is horror and the occult and demons beating up priests and embarrassing them. And we see that in the occultic realm, in the New Age, and in Satanism, and in witchcraft, and in psychics, all these things, that they have taken areas of the supernatural which the church is supposed to operate in. The realm of the Spirit does not belong to the devil. He is a creature. The realm of the Spirit belongs to God. The realm of the Spirit belongs to the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is about to take you into that realm, into that dimension of the supernatural power of God. We're taking it back from Hollywood. We're taking it back from the psychic. We're taking it back from the New Age guru. We're taking it back from the Satanist. We're going to walk in the supernatural power of God. Won't you lift your hands and let that joy bubble up out of you? It's a river on the inside of you. This river comes from the throne of God. I want to encourage God's people to be, to walk in authority and take back the supernatural, the spiritual dimension that belongs to you. The spiritual realm belongs to the Holy Spirit. When you operate in that realm through the name of Jesus, you have legal authority to operate there. Whenever somebody operates in that realm outside of the name of Jesus, it is illegal. But when you operate in the name of Jesus the Christ, you not only have power, you have authority. There's a difference between somebody that has authority to use force and somebody that doesn't have authority to use force. Both can use force. But the one who uses force without authority, how many of you know there'll be consequences? But the one who uses a power or force with authority has a right to use it. And Jesus said, in my name, you will live a supernatural life. You will cast out devils, heal the sick, speak in new tongues. No snake bite will kill you. You'll operate in the supernatural. In my name. Somebody say, I am commissioned. I am authorized to operate in the power of God. In the power of God. I'm going to cast out devils. Heal the sick. Move in the power of God. Give God a praise offering like you're stepping into it. With boldness, with authority, with dominion. Revelations chapter 22 verse 1. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. The river of God, of the Spirit, comes from the throne of God. That river is life-giving. It carries activities from the presence of God. Whatever is in the throne room, whatever is in the throne of God, that river carries. And wherever that river flows, it brings the decrees, the activities, the moves of God. That's why when there's a word of God that says, creative miracles, barrenness becoming fruitfulness, it's carried from the throne of God by the river of God. And where that river begins to flow, it brings life, it brings healing, it brings deliverance. That's why we need the moving of the Spirit. That's why we need the river, because it's the river that carries the heavenly sounds. It carries the heavenly sounds. The Holy Spirit moves in the sound dimension. Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 2 declares that on the day of Pentecost, they were all in one accord in one place. Verse 2 says that there was suddenly, somebody say suddenly. There came a what? A sound from where? Heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind. So there was a sound from heaven, and that sound brought the outpouring. Before the outpouring comes, there'll be a sound. Before a miracle takes place, there'll be a sound. Before a revival takes place, there'll be a sound. Before there will be provision, there'll be a sound. There's always a sound. There's a sound. The sound of the Spirit. Everything from God comes through this dimension of sound. That's why some people get upset when there's a lot of shouting or praising or noise or singing or praying. preaching or teaching, but everything God does will come through sound. Even faith comes through sound. Faith comes only by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith is carried by sound. Healing is carried by sound. Deliverance is carried by sound. The move of the Spirit is carried by sound. And there's always something new and fresh in the sound of God. In the beginning, the Spirit was moving, and God said, "Let there be light." My God, there was a sound. There was a sound when God said, "Light be." There was a sound, and that sound exploded in the universe. And out of that sound came stars and galaxies and moon and sun and animals and creation, out of the sound of the moving of the Spirit of God. I'm done preaching. Would you tell the person next to you, he's done preaching? An individual who moves in the Spirit and in the sound of the Spirit will never get bored, never get complacent, never get familiar, because they want to go deeper. The river is so deep that you can never get to the bottom. You can never get to the depth of it all. It will take eternity. It is an eternal depth of the love of God, of the presence of God, of the glory of God. People of God, I want to say this to you right now. A woman who wants to know the state of her baby in her womb will sometimes have doctors look for a sound. And if they hear the heartbeat through an ultrasound scan, they can tell you, "We hear a heartbeat, there's a sound, there's life, all is okay." Even if you don't feel it, there's a sound in you, and there's life in you. We can hear it. I want to prophesy to you, there's a sound in you, whether you feel it or not, where nothing has happened, where you've seen nothing, felt nothing. I'm here to tell you, I hear a sound inside of you. There's life in you. Something is growing and moving in you. Would you stand? Would you stand? Would you stand? Would you lift those hands up high to God? Come on, somebody pray. Now listen to me where you are right now. Lift those hands up high. I want to say this to you. Elijah, he heard the sound of the abundance of rain. He heard that sound inside of him, and he said to King Ahab, "There's no clouds, there's no rain, there's been nothing for 3 years, but I hear the sound of the abundance of rain." And tonight I declare over you, in your spirit, there's a sound of the abundance of God. There is an abundant blessing. There's an abundant outpouring. There's an abundant provision. There's an abundant acceleration about to break forth in your life, because you carry the sound of the Spirit of God. Now tonight, just for a few moments, would you open your mouth and your heart and release the sound inside of you? Now the sound inside of you may be different to this person next to you. Your sound may be a sound of desperation. Others may be a sound of joy. Others may be a sound of praise. Others may be a sound of worship. Others, it may be a sound of faith. Some may have a sound of revival. Some may have a sound of abundance. Would you lift those hands? Release the sound now in the name of Jesus. Now, over your house, over your family, over your destiny, over your future. Now, in the name of Jesus. 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 Worship. We want your river in our lives, an unstoppable force, an unstoppable force of life-giving water flowing over our marriages, flowing over our finances, flowing over our physical bodies, flowing over our ministries. Lord, you said out of our innermost being shall flow. Not maybe, not might be, shall flow rivers of living water, and we'll never thirst again. As we open our mouth, as we open our hearts, as we lift our hands and our voices, and we speak in other tongues, let the river flow now like never before. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3. Let the river flow. Come on. Come on. Come on. Speak in other tongues. Pray in other tongues. Shadaraba kutaraba shataraba. Shidaba kutaraba shataraba.
Your hands, just say thankful. Say, I'm so thankful, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are so good. And so, Father, tonight we are so thankful. Thankful for what we can see, but more thankful for what we cannot see. For eye has not seen, nor ear heard, what you have already prepared for us, Father. What has taken place in our hearts this evening, we cannot see it, Father, but we are thankful because we will never be the same again. Every encounter, every time you touch us, every time your love is poured out over us, we can never be the same again. And so we are thankful. We are so thankful to you for what you have done in this place in our lives and what you will continue to do. All the glory, all the honor, and all the praise belongs to you. All the glory, all the honor, and all the praise belongs to you. All the glory, all the honor, and all the praise belongs to you. Let's give him one more shout. One more shout of praise. One more shout of praise. So we give you praise and all the glory and all the honor. And we thank you, Father. We love you. We love you so much. We're so thankful. Now, Father, I pray as we go our separate ways this week that you will bless every person, that the yoke will be broken and lifted. And as they walk out of this place, Father, they will be refreshed. They will be renewed. They will be made whole. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful, blessed week.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching. For more teaching like this and other material, please visit our website at www.oceansunite.com.